Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so as we wrap up the recap of Seth's high school reunion yesterday out at Texans practice with all the Texans legends. It was pretty well attended, too.
Yeah, stop calling it legends.
It's what it said on the T-shirt. I'm just reading off the cue cards.
I'm really not comfortable with it.
Legends.
Gone out and done some appearances and stuff where they were like, legend, Seth Payne. I'm like, yeah.
And the line was around the corner.
Yeah. Let's back off on this a little
legend,
bit.
Legend, baby. Legend. Yeah. Did you talk to Anthony Weaver? I talked to Anthony Weaver
yesterday. But
he's a good dude.
Like, Weave and I aren't strangers to each other either.
You guys were teammates for 1 year.
For one year, yeah. And I got injured halfway through, so and then I checked out completely because I despised Richard Smith. That was it was probably like
still
I still feel weird about that. My last season, I wish I hadn't. I just hated Richard Smith.
Yeah,
just a bad human being, yeah. And I didn't want to be around the team. I didn't want to be there. It was a bad situation.
You're better off now. All's well that ends well.
Yeah.
So how was Weave
I felt
doing?
Bad for Coop. He's doing really well. He's got when you interviewed him, he noticed that he mentioned about how poorly all of us have aged.
Like he did.
All his former teammates.
I asked him to name
guys
names. He wouldn't do that.
Guys are limping and everything. Yes. Like I guess he injured himself pretty badly a few months ago when he was trying to lift up a washer or a dryer or something. But you can't do
Sucks
these things
getting
anymore.
Old, man.
You can't do these anymore.
You gotta hire people.
You gotta warm up. Yeah, you gotta hire somebody.
Gotta outsource it.
Boy, yeah. Dude, I have lost all shame about hiring anybody to do anything.
Are you kidding me?
My wife wants anything done physical around the house. I'm like, I can pay a kid to do that. Are you kidding me? And I'll sit and watch him and tell him what he's doing wrong.
Absolutely. You've earned that.
Yeah.
That's what adulthood, if you've done well in life, you've earned the right to pay others to do your bidding.
Because it's like once every 6 months I go to try to lift something and I feel that little beginning of a tear. Like you can almost hear it. Like it's a, and you're like, oh, no. That's 3 months right there.
That's it.
I'm not going to bounce back from that quickly. I'm done.
That's absolutely right. So what did Weave have to say to you?
Well, I didn't talk a whole lot of football with Weaver other than because Kylie Wong was there and those guys. Well, you've got more in common with.
Yeah, we've got our we've got our Notre Dame background.
You and Weaver used to go on the radio with you.
He did.
He?
Me when and John Harris. Yeah, back in the day when he was a player, he used to come on with us. He and David Anderson would flip flop back and forth each week. That was good radio, going back and forth with those two guys week to week. So I caught up with Weaver after your guys' reunion. He came back over to the stadium. A lot of the assistant coaches, all of them yesterday, were available to the media. We'll be sprinkling in some of that audio throughout the show today as we dive in on some Texans topics. I think the big one today is Jadeveon Clowney, and Weaver was not the only assistant coach to get asked about Clowney, believe me, but I did get a chance to ask him about Clowney and ask, have you talked to Jadeveon Clowney?
I've been talking to JD and strictly just to see how he's doing and to make sure he's right mentally. And when he comes back, I expect him to set the NFL on fire. I know he's hungry. He understands the position that he's in. He understands this is the business part of the game, but he's a ball guy. And I know he's training to come back and show what he's worth.
And that part of it is true. When it comes to contract stuff, it's always interesting when you have conversations with like a coach and there's any kind of a contract issue or something. The coach is coach. Like, especially a position coach. It's one thing if you're the head coach, that's a whole different story. But the assistant coach is always kind of like, doesn't want to get involved in any of that stuff, doesn't want to put any pressure on his player, because when that player comes back, he's got to be in his corner, you know? So it's not like Weaver can call Clowney up and be like, hey, we need you back here. Go ahead and capitulate to my boss's demands.
My guess is it's more like an older brother kind of thing.
Yeah.
When they're talking. And that it's honestly, and especially when you start to hear some of the smoke around Clowney and the relationship and O'Brien and those things we had heard throughout the summer about, well, O'Brien was the guy who didn't want to give Clowney the contract and Gain was the guy who did want to give Clowney the contract. And certainly the behavior of the team since Gain has left seems to back that up, that there may be a good cop, bad cop thing going on, right?
Yeah. Not an intentional one or anything. Well, Weaver's sitting there and like, he's got to get a pass rush going, you know, like,
yeah.
He's got to get, and I'm still not quite exactly clear how they divvy up the coaching responsibilities between the outside linebackers and the defensive ends. on this team, because it kind of goes back and forth sometimes.
Especially with Clowney.
Right, yeah. Because he's much more defensive end than outside linebacker.
I would agree.
Where with Whitney, he's, you know, more of he's a genuine linebacker that does defensive end stuff. So, I talked to Weaver about DJ Reader a little bit, too. And it was, you know, one thing that I can appreciate with DJ Reader that happens sometimes is that he does get a good pass rush going, but then because somebody loses contain or something, he gets screwed out of some sacks because the defensive end or the outside linebacker is taking an inside move. So DJ's like right in the position to make a sack. And if the guy on the outside would just stay on the outside, he'd have a good rush going. But
this is what you get when you play with JJ Watt and Jadeveon Clowney.
And with those guys too, you don't like... These are where the rules get a little bit different. With a guy like J.J. Watt or Jadeveon Clowney, this is where it's hard to explain to some of the younger players. Like, look, those guys are allowed to lose contain.
Yes.
You're not. Like, those guys, when they lose contain, like, more times than not, they're still blowing stuff up and creating problems for the offense. Where with, like, lesser pass rushers, you're first and foremost, you gotta maintain contain.
Yeah, you start taking those risks, yeah. You just get caught up in the wash, and it's a disaster. So with respect to Clowney, as we've just heard, Anthony Weaver has been talking to him, and I think, you know, just keeping in touch with him, good frame of mind. You want Jadeveon Clowney, if and when he comes back, to be at peak Clowney. But the trade rumors continue to persist, and I saw John Granato tweeted yesterday about the Miami rumors that there was a deal possibly in place with the Dolphins, but the Dolphins couldn't get Clowney to give the wink-wink. And keep in mind... That Clowney cannot agree to a long-term deal with anybody right now because the July 15th deadline is gone. He's got to wait till after the season. But what John tweeted yesterday backed up some of the things that you and I had heard last week.
A week ago it sounded like a deal was almost like imminent.
Yes.
And that it was news to Clowney.
Right.
Whenever Clowney came into the deal, this is what you have to, at this point right now during the year, this is the important thing to remember. Any team that wants to trade for Clowney is going to have to come to a wink-wink agreement that, hey, when we're allowed to negotiate again at the end of the year, we're going to take care of you and you're going to have a certain contract and you're going to agree to it. So both sides, it's a weird situation where both sides would have to trust each other. Clowney would have to trust that this team is going to have the same GM and head coach 6 months from now.
Yeah, and the worse the team, the less of a chance there is of that, right? Like, couldn't you see the Dolphins?
Oh, Dolphins, totally.
Just hired Brian Flores as their head coach. I could absolutely see the Dolphins, like, if it was a disaster year one, the same way that the Cardinals fired Steve Wilks after one year.
Not to mention, so Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, is also, like, at odds with Kenny Stills publicly
over
political affiliations. Like, that's not the kind of organization that I want to have a wink-wink deal with. So, like when Chris Paul came here, the most likely explanation for how everything happened was that there was an agreement, an unspoken wink-wink agreement or whatever, or probably spoken, that Chris Paul was going to get taken care of by the Rockets. That takes two to tango. Like, you got to have trust in the owner, you got to have trust in the GM, you got to trust Chris Paul himself for all of that to work out, and ultimately it did. It feels... In the NBA, which is much more close-knit, it feels more likely to pull that off. I don't know if I would trust a lot of teams to pull it off in the NFL.
Yeah, here's the tricky thing. And just for those who don't know, we're talking about Jadeveon Clowney and the trade rumors surrounding him. And the reason why he is so difficult to trade, whether it's to Miami or any other team, because my guess is the talks are continuing to persist. If there were talks going on recently with the Dolphins, then there are talks going on with other teams. The Texans... Bill O'Brien said it to me at the press conference this past week when I asked him a question about just the offseason. He said there's 100 things that we have going on right now.
Yeah.
So my guess is Clowney talks are those things. How hot are they? We don't know. My guess is talks about Trent Williams. How hot are they? We don't know. But if there's 100 things going on, by God, I would hope some of them are to address the offensive line and the cornerback position. But back to Clowney, the reason why the situation is what Seth is talking about is because when you are put on the franchise tag, the team has a July 15th deadline to reach a long-term deal with you. Otherwise, you can't do a long-term deal until after the season is over, the regular season is over. And that applies to not just the Texans, but if the Texans were to trade Clowney to a team, that is transferable. So that is that any team he were to get traded to would be working under those constraints as well. Let me ask you this. If Clowney were to get traded, let's say it's the Dolphins for a second, would you be, who should be more concerned about a wink-wink deal falling apart, Clowney or the team?
I think Clowney would be more concerned about it. Because okay. I think the team, if the team says, hey, we're going to give you Von Miller money, like that's the extreme example. We're going to match that, or we're going to make you maybe the average of the top three or something like that. That's what I would imagine you'd say, is we're going to make you the average of the top five defensive ends.
Yeah.
Something like that over a certain amount of time, they'll agree to it. Clowney's, unless like barring some personal tragedy or something, Clowney isn't going to back out of that or change on that. That's what he wants, is that money. But the team itself, if all of a sudden there's a GM change or something, you know who Clowney needs the assurance from? He needs the assurance from the owner himself.
Yeah.
Like if you're going and talking to the Eagles, he needs Lurie himself to be like, yeah, I'm backing this and we're going to. Now, the Eagles would make a lot of sense regardless of the owner, because they've got stability. Like The Eagles could go 3-13 this year, and I don't think anybody's getting fired. Like,
yeah.
You know, the GM's not getting fired, the head coach isn't getting fired. So I'd feel good about that if I were Clowney.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think a lot of it depends on the team that you're doing it with.
Redskins, I wouldn't trust them. Not as far as I could throw them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.